Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Final hour of the program here on Fan After Dark. This is Fred Davis alongside everybody's favorite David, a.k.a. Blake Elliott. We've got Dylon, who apparently the water in Mesquite is just free-flowing over at the Moore household.
What's that electricity bill looking
like? What's that water bill look like? Good God. Just all kinds. I mean, you're just doing laundry every day?
You're running the dishwasher every day, too?
I mean,
yeah.
I tell you what. Wow. Shout out to the Moore family. I'll tell you what. That is... My hat's off to you.
That should be the, how do you know you got money without saying you got money?
Because you can run the dishwasher and wash machine every day.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Shout out to the Dallas Stars.
Got a win?
In a shootout.
Final score?
4-3.
Ayo.
Who do you think had the game-winning
Maverick
goal?
Bork.
Incorrect. I think you'll be close. It won't be very many guesses.
Miko.
Miko did have 2 goals, Ayo. 3 points, and an assist, but he did not have the game winner. The game winner came from a gentleman with 3 assists on the night. 3 points, but he had the game-winning goal in the shootout against the Edmonton Oilers. What was his name?
Wyatt Johnston.
There you go! Wyatt Johnston wins it for the Dallas Stars. They move to 7-3-3 on the season. They are still fourth in the Central Division, but that is the
way. A lot of hockey left, boys.
You move on up. So the Dallas Stars get the W today.
And we're still waiting to hear back from... Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping to hear from, see if he would get any kind of update on Zamboni girl.
And your favorite goalie was in there tonight, Casey DeSmith.
Casey DeSmith, the Trevor Beck of goalies as well.
Connor McDavid, of course, had 2 points,
of course,
goal and assist.
That's what he does. Yeah. That's what he does.
Draisaitl also had a goal.
Just signed a very team friendly deal.
Yeah.
They say he could be a star someday.
Who?
Connor McDavid.
One day, he's on his way, man. He's kind of average.
How old is he?
That's a great
27,
question.
28?
We're obviously joking. We know Connor McDavid's the best player in hockey for anyone who's just tuning in.
I want to say he signed, a 2-year deal?
He's 28.
28.
The next thing when you look up, people also ask, that's my favorite thing on Google.
That's the best.
What does Connor McDavid's wife do?
Great. Nothing. Whatever she wants.
No, she does have a job. Her name's Lauren Kyle. Any guess what she does?
She's a model.
Nope.
Marketing.
Nope.
Homemaker.
Nope. Oh, very close. Very close. You're in
interior
the
design.
Boom.
There it is. Good call by Dylon. Good
interior
call.
Interior design of the Canadian native. We're talking about Lauren Kyle, Connor McDavid's wife. The Canadian native attended Ryerson University in Toronto,
okay,
where she received a bachelor's degree in interior
design. Oh, she's going
design.
Through it right now.
What?
She's going through it right now. Is she from Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, you know she's
I mean, it just says the Canadian native.
Well, as I'm saying, if she's from Toronto, you know she's going through it right now. I mean, she just watched her team lose the World Series.
One more hockey quiz for you.
One more. Wayne Gretzky.
Who was the fastest NHL player to reach 1,000 points?
Wayne Gretzky.
Correct.
I mean, come on, bro.
That was the layup.
I mean,
400.
That's...
Okay.
Take away all his goals, he still has more points than anyone in NHL history.
That is crazy as well. Take away. Who's second then, Mr. Skate Knowers, since that was a layup.
Jaromir Jagr.
Nope.
Sidney Crosby.
Nope.
Mario Lemieux.
There you go.
Ah, I do this, boys. I do this. Don't sleep on my boy Mario Lemieux, Pittsburgh Penguins' finest.
Why is the number 69 banned in the NHL? The number 69 is not officially banned in the NHL, but is rarely worn due to its sexual connotations. Only two players, Melvin Angelstein and Andrew Desjardins, has worn the number in NHL history.
How many offensive linemen have we seen with the number 69?
While not prohibited, like the league-wide retired number 99, players often choose other numbers to avoid the jokes and attention that would come from wearing number 69. That was a people also
asked. Are we going to do this by like 6-7 in 5 years from now?
Probably. Which I still think is like the dumbest thing ever. This whole 6-7 thing.
I still don't understand what it is. Yeah.
You should. I can't read half of these of the what people also ask. They are insane. I'll tell you off air.
Are you talking about text messages? Or are you talking about
Google. The people also ask section where it's like just more questions. There's some people are wild
crazy.
Questions.
People are crazy. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Top five coming up in the next segment. We will do top five. What are we doing? Are we doing top five things? Top five places you would dump your ashes or top five things you would dump on AT&T Stadium?
So the first one.
Top five.
One's pretty obvious. Just not good.
Nothing. Like mozzarella cheese.
Skillet queso.
Skillet queso. They're bringing it back. All right. Mavericks lost again.
Bro, don't get me started. The Dallas Mavericks. You know what? I'm going to give a little bit of positivity. The Dallas Mavericks, even though they're 2-5, second to last in the West, have the worst offensive rating and the top 10 offensive rating. They're dead last in transition defense. They give away 22 points a game in transition.
Yowza.
They are dead last in differential as far as points in the paint.
Okay.
They give away the most. They don't score a lot in there. They're at a negative 11 point as far as their difference.
Defense wins championships.
They are top 10 in defensive rating, but it's they're number 8, but it's only because teams are missing threes against them. They give away. They are top 5 in like open three-pointers
allowed. Top perimeter defense.
But guys are just missing threes. Mm. And when they played the Thunder only scored like 100 points. Like it was a bad day with the Thunder. You just scored like 100.
Well, hell no. The first game against San Antonio, they only shot like 23s to begin with.
Yeah. So there's, as far as stats, there's really nothing good to say about the Dallas Mavericks. But I'll give a little bit of good news. One, you got Daniel Gafford back. So it's nice to have a real center in there.
Yeah.
Two, it seems like Jason Kidd is realizing D'Angelo Russell is a pretty good point guard and has played him a lot more. He's getting like 30 minutes a night now. Now, does D'Angelo Russell come with his cons of chunking up the ball and having some costly turnovers?
Ill-advised jumpers. Yes.
But it's not as if there was some other guy doing it and D'Angelo's taking
Williams.
We love B-Will, but
we do.
B-Will is still young.
There's a reason he was a two-way player.
Correct. Jaden Harding, fun, can get a shot, can hit some threes, but these are not like championship level point guards. Put them out there with AD and Cooper Flag and Clay. I'll tell you who's got the worst of it. Clay Thompson. I'll just cut it to you.
I feel bad for Clay
Thompson.
I'm
one.
Sorry, I do.
He has it the worst as far as if you're going how he feels, and then also the other side of just how he's playing from the fan perspective. Like he's not playing good. He's shooting sub 25% from three. He's turning the ball over left and right. He's averaging the least amount of minutes in the second half that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like bro is averaging under 8 points, or excuse me, 8 minutes a game in the second half. That's third and fourth quarter combined.
Yeah.
He's getting like 4 to 5 minutes in the third and like 1 to 2 minutes in the fourth. And that's been pretty consistent the last couple games. He's getting the bulk of his minutes in the first half, and that's kind of just off of deference if your name's Klay Thompson. Well, you can start the game, but Max Christie, which I think everyone on the text line have been pom-pomming. They finally got on the train. Max Christie is a better player than Klay at this point of his career.
At this stage of his career. But
it just is what it is.
Look, he is 100%. I don't dispute that in any way, shape,
shoots
or form.
Shoots a three at a less volume than Klay, but makes more, better efficiency.
Klay's
better
defense. This is just not the setup for Klay. And you know what? And this is where, and look, I know I've said in the past, let Nico cook, and maybe he just needs to order takeout from here on out. This is not what Klay Thompson signed up for. This is not why he chose the Mavericks. And this is not what you told Klay Thompson you were going to use him for. Okay, Klay Thompson was this. He came into this stage of his career, signed what, a 2-year, $50 million deal. That's right. It was a 3-year. So he signs a 3-year, $50 million deal to end his career with the idea that I'm finishing my career with a up and coming Western Conference team. I'm going to be playing alongside Kyrie and Luka. And when you just leave me to my own devices, I'm a pretty good knockdown three-point shooter when that's all you need me to do.
He made 15 mil a year, and the year that last year with Luka, 16 mil this year, 17 mil next year, 2027, unrestricted free agent. And he'll be 37 years old.
My guess is he's going to ask out.
15% trade bonus, which I think it means like...
If he gets traded, they throw 15% of whatever salary is on top of it. So a nice little chunk of change. And look, if I'm him, I waive it. I'm like, look, dude, just I don't care. Split it. Give me a 5% of it. I don't care. Get me out of here because this team is not going anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I mean, again, we don't know what the latest and greatest is with Anthony Davis. We did know that he's going to be out for a few games.
I think we're going to see him get reevaluated after, they said 2 games. They played the Mexico City one on Saturday. They played Houston yesterday. They lost both of those games if you missed it.
They've got a game, what, tomorrow, don't they?
Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, they don't play tonight.
Got my games mixed up. No, yeah, they play tomorrow. They play the Pelicans tomorrow.
A game that you
it's the two worst teams in the West.
Should win?
The Mavs and Pelicans are combined 3-11.
Yeah. So, no, you should beat them. And it's at the AAC.
Correct.
So, you should win tomorrow. I know a lot of people have got, you know, given Cooper Flagg flack for, you know, his inauspicious start.
He looks so much better every time a point guard is out there. Everyone does. Yeah. They're spacing. Klay Thompson even had a couple plays in the first half. We saw him hit some threes. Now, it didn't, like, last. But when D'Angelo Russell's out there, the team looks better. When Brandon Williams is out there, the team looks better. When Jaden Hardy, like when there's a guard out there, all of them look better. There was some interesting numbers. I want to share this with the Tolos that I saw as far as their splits when certain guys are on the field or on the field, on the court.
While you're doing that, Duke is taking care of business against Texas 73-57 in the Dick Vitale Classic.
Dallas Mavericks offensive rating when D'Angelo Russell and Max Christie share the floor. It's been 104 minutes over 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive rating, a 114. Defensive rating, a 105.1 of a net rating of 9.3. That would put them in the top 15, top 12 as far as net rating. So that would be a lot better than what they're doing right now where they've been the worst offensive rated team. You want to hear some bad news, Fred? Remember how I said the offensive rating was bad?
Yeah.
104.5, that's last in the NBA.
Not great.
Their offense has not been this bad relative to the rest of the league. They are a negative 11. They're 11 points worse than the 29th team since the 93 season when they went 11-71. And it wasn't even that bad.
Oof. I mean, that was, let's see, would you say 93?
Yep.
So that was 32 years ago.
And they went 11-71 that year. And the defense, or the offense wasn't even as bad as it, like the offense is worse than it was in that season.
If... Let's just say for the sake of argument, they lose tomorrow to the Pelicans.
Which is very possible.
Which is not out of the realm of possibility. And things just continue to get worse. Would you even bother bringing back Kyrie?
What do you mean? Bringing him. I thought you meant like contract-wise. You mean literally bringing him back in this year? If you're out of contention, no. Why would you? Now, if you're
other
like,
than just to maybe get him, you know, kind of like what you did with DeGrom a couple years ago when you brought him back at the very end of the year, just kind of get
Kyrie is the ultimate competitor. I do not see him.
He's going to want to play.
I do not see him being healthy and be like, oh, I'm good. Yeah. I think he's going to want to get out there. And Klay Thompson's probably going to be like, come on, bro. Like, at least
I think he's going to. I'm convinced if this continues to get as ugly as it's looked so far the first seven games of the season, if it continues to get worse, I think Klay Thompson's going to demand a trade.
I'm going to bring this over to you real quick.
And I don't think anybody would have an issue with it. Again, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to this point with Klay Thompson. I'm a Klay Thompson guy. You know, can he be a little eclectic at times or eccentric? Yes, but this is, you know, come on, man. You didn't sign up to be a part of a rebuilding team that didn't have. I mean, you came here because of Luka, right?
Then you can look at this, too. This is Cooper Flagg with Flagg.
So here's some nuggets with our boy Cooper Flagg. His rebounds go up with Klay. Now without Klay on the floor, I mean, talk about night and day. So when Klay's on the floor
with Cooper Flagg,
he averages 7 points a game. When Klay's not on the floor, he's averaging 23. Mm. When he averages more assists, what's TS percentage? True shooting percentage is up almost 50%. He takes 7 more free throws, and his 3-point percentage is 30% higher mm-hmm. when Klay is not on the floor.
And then scroll out of that and look up at Cooper Flagg with the two guards.
Now, with when D'Angelo Russell, his points go up by almost 4, his true shooting percentage goes up by almost 20, and his 3-point percentage goes up by almost 7 or 8, and then his at-the-rim percentage is almost 12% better as well. And then when he's got
this is Cooper Flagg we're talking about
with Brandon Williams, his points, assists, rebounds, true shooting, free throws, 3-point, and rim percentage is all at the rim percentage, shooting percentage are all improved when he has Brandon Williams on the floor.
I'm not trying to act like I'm Jason Kidd. I'm not a Hall of Famer, I'm not an NBA coach, but like we're just showing you when you have a point guard out there, the young guy that you want to look good and take over the franchise. Plays better when there's a point guard out there. Crazy thought. And then when they're not on the court, you see all of his numbers drop like 50%.
As the old saying goes, the numbers don't lie. Now, friend of the program and Blake's running mate on the Mavs Pulse podcast, our favorite reporter, Mr. Grant Afseth, had a absolutely tremendous article that he posted on the Dallas Hoops Journal last night. Go check it out. I would strongly recommend you all go read it. Talking, he caught up with Kevin Durant after the game last mm-hmm. night and had Kevin Durant talk about Cooper Flagg. Kevin Durant, his words not mine, although I have said something similar to this, said that Cooper Flagg is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And that was not being hyperbolic. That was not him trying to say it in jest.
Direct quote.
He said that right now he's having a lot thrown at him. And he said he, and this being Kevin Durant, said that he understands acutely what Cooper Flagg's going through, because much like Cooper, he played the 4 and the 5. Now, Cooper played more the 3 to 4 in college, but he also played the big man role in college as well, and said that, you know, when he got to the NBA, they asked him to play the 2, and that there was a lot of learning pains, growing pains, and just learning the NBA game, going from college being a big man to being a guard in the NBA, and there's a lot that goes to it. And so, you know, for all the people that want to hate, for all the people that want to, yeah, this guy's a bust. See, we told you he wasn't going to be any good. And you're, you know, on the VJ Edgecombe train, and you're on whatever train it is that you're on, you know, trying to belittle Cooper Flagg for the first, or see, this is, you know, Luka wasn't like this in the first. Well, they didn't play Luka out of position his rookie year. He's never been played out of position. Okay. And so you're asking, I understand that the NBA and basketball as a whole in some cases has gone positionless in some cases. But see, I think this is the perfect example, and I've said this for a while. I think the positionless thing has gotten a little bit blown out of proportion. At the end of the day, you still need a point guard. All right? There's something to be said for, now, can you have other guys that bring up the ball? Absolutely.
You should.
And don't give me this idea, well, you know, Nikola Jokic. Okay, you're talking about one of the biggest unicorns in the history of the NBA. Okay? Mm-hmm. We've seen
you don't have Jokic on your team. There you go. Next conversation.
There's been one Jokic in NBA history. Okay? So let's stop with the, well, Jokic brings the ball up. Yeah, he's also a freak. All right? You need point guards in the NBA. All right. I mean, you saw
the Mavs get pressed a lot.
The Mavs get pressed. Well, yeah, of course, because the other team's looking, licking their chops, saying we've got a 6'10" kid who has no idea what he's doing. He's never played point guard. And that's the thing that kind of Look, I was on the let's go ahead and give it a shot, see what it looks like. I'm all for trying something new. You know, I'm a big Cooper Flagg guy, as you guys know. I think he can handle it. Now, Jason Kidd's come out and said, well, this is going to benefit him down the long run.
Is it?
That's the million-dollar question.
Are you going to hurt his confidence?
That's the bottom line, right? Is are you doing more harm than good with Cooper Flagg by insisting that this kid bring the ball? Now, he's a resilient kid, all right? You and I talked to him before the season started. I mean, this kid's a robot. This kid's about as robotic as it gets. He's not about bling. He's not about, you know, off-the-court stuff. This guy's about playing basketball. And when Kevin Durant pays the highest compliment of this kid's going to figure it out. He's got all the skill sets you could ask for, and it said he's going to go down as one of the. When Kevin Durant says it, I tend to listen. So time will tell. Let's see what this team looks like. But right now, this is not a very good basketball team. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little top five. We'll tell you what the genesis, aka inspiration, was. Blake sent me a tweet earlier today of a Dallas Cowboys fan doing maybe the most Dallas Cowboys thing you've ever seen in your life. And I mean, I feel bad for this guy's family. But anyway, top five places you would want your ashes dumped at. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.